there's a whole bunch of stories that have to be dug into, rethought, reconsidered, and in some cases completely discarded.
As modern Americans, we've been spoon-fed this dumbed-down, cartoonish, simplified version of history. It's all fake. It's all bullshit. Everything that we have been taught is part of a self-serving narrative written by the people who will say and do anything to keep us on a leash. Now, this version of history, some big-name corrupt families like the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds and their many associates are credited over and over and over again with propelling human development. Throughout the late 18 and early 1900s, almost every major American city was burnt to the ground. What if we really are quite literally living atop the ashes of an advanced civilization that's been hidden from us for our entire lives? As the old saying goes, to find out who rules over you, just simply find out who it is that you're not allowed to criticize. And at no place and at no time in our history has this statement been more accurate than it is right here today. Much of the world, but especially here in the United States of America, we're ruled over by this small group of people who have, over the span of centuries and even millennia, just accumulated absurd amounts of blood money. They've developed a supremacist ideology alongside an ability to paint themselves as the perpetual victim, no matter what it is that they do, no matter what it is that they have done. But this group, you're not allowed to talk about them. You aren't even allowed to say their name in polite society or on big tech platforms or even in an academic setting where ideas and facts and beliefs are supposed to be opened up to scrutiny. Supposed to be talked about, supposed to be debated. But on this topic, there's no room for discussion. And the moment that you try, you're shut down. But you see, we've proven that this platform is different. Yeah, we have led the world in bringing this issue to the forefront and questioning those behind the levers of power, behind all of the money, behind the American war machine that has led to the deaths of countless Americans and others all across the face of the planet. And now I'm going to take this to the next level. For those of you who haven't caught on yet, for those of you who are still wondering, who is he talking about? I'm talking about these people that claim to be Jews. I'm talking about the Zionist Israeli Jews who make up just 2% of America's population, but have managed to completely control the Federal Reserve, which they founded in 1913. It was a Jewish coup. They have infested our judicial system with left-wing Jewish judges whose mission is to completely pervert the foundations of America. They have seized dozens of seats in Congress with dual citizens writing legislation for Americans and deciding where our money and our lives get to go. And they have a supermajority in the Biden cabinet. Right now, at this very moment, a Jew called Alejandro Mayorkas is presiding over the largest unmitigated land invasion in world history. The invasion of our own southern border. And before that, he led the Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society. These are the people behind the invasion of America and so much more. And it's not just the government. The Jews run big tech. They run perverted corporations like Disney and Nickelodeon, where kids get groomed and raped. And of course, they run the banks because it's part of their religion. For thousands of years, they've been practicing usury against us while they loan money to each other interest-free. They've been able to build their own economy, not a parallel economy, no, a predatory economy that sits above our own. And because of all of this, now more than ever, people are starting to wake up to this issue. They're looking around. They're seeing how this country has been completely taken over. It's been occupied by Jews. by Zionists and by all of the Shabbos goys that they have doing their bidding. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. All of this information, this is barely just scratching the surface of conversation online. This is an issue thousands of years in the making. These people killed Jesus Christ. And to this day, they're subjugating and ripping off and killing his followers. They wage kinetic warfare. But more importantly, they wage spiritual warfare. They promote homosexuality and transgenderism and abortion. And of course, they demand that your children go and die for Israel, like so many thousands of Americans already have. You can't even get elected without the Jew lobby's blessing. AIPAC owns Congress. And before you're sworn in, you have to make that obligatory trip to Israel, put on that tiny hat, kiss that wall, and pretend to cry. It's a humiliation ritual being carried out on every single one of us. And we're going to expose it. We're going to expose all of it. Which is exactly why we are releasing a new film exclusively here on the Stu Peters Network called Occupied.
We all have one common enemy. His name is Satan, and right now his minions are trying to run this country.
The German nation does not wish its interests to be determined and controlled by any foreign nation. France to the French, England to the English, America to the Americans, and Germany to the Germans. We are resolved to prevent the settlement in our country of a strange people which was capable of snatching for itself all the leading positions in the land, and to oust it.
Maybe the smartest thing to do is pull it.
On September 11th, 2001, were perhaps the most shocking and terrifying events in U.S. history.
The witness called police, who stopped the van hours later and arrested five men. All five, it turns out, were Israeli.
And I could see that they were, like, happy. I thought it was very strange.
They have to get the blessings of this country before they can swear an oath to our Constitution. They won't get any spotlight in the Zionist-funded media. And one of the scariest things in the world is that nobody is willing to admit that. Nobody wants to have that conversation. Why is our army not arresting pedophiles who put their in little kids' faces during the whole month of June?
Do me, sue me, everybody do me, kick me, kite me, don't jump like a white.
The Jewish watchword, workers of the world unite, workers of all classes and of all nations, recognize your common enemy. Recognize your common enemy.
If that's the one sensitive subject that nobody wants us to talk about, then I think it's pretty obvious that's the thing that we should be talking about.
The Jews will control the world.
They don't really care about us.
This is getting out of control. Our government is sinking $1 trillion in debt every 100 days. That's right, $1 trillion every 100 days. Do you want to bail the government out of debt? Yeah, no, I don't think so. You see, when people worry about the national debt, they often turn to safe haven assets. That's why thousands of people have called Goldco, the number one rated gold company, so that they can diversify their money with time-tested safe haven assets, physical gold and silver. Today, Goldco is offering fans of this show up to 10% instant match in bonus silver with a qualified account. Just call them, 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD. Free bonus silver, a half-ounce silver coin, free gold and silver information kit. What are you waiting for? Safeguard your money with physical gold and silver, just like I did with Goldco. Call 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD. Or just visit them online at StuLikesGold.com. Again, that's StuLikesGold.com. You know, a lot of people think they're ready for what's coming. Some world government roaming the streets of the United States, seizing guns from Americans, disarming you. A lot of people think, oh, when the deep state comes or the zombie apocalypse happens, I'm totally ready. In today's world, you have to be prepared for everything. It's not just an option, it's a necessity. When it comes to protecting my friends and family and ensuring that we're getting ready for any emergency, I choose American Reserves. With American Reserves, you're not just buying peace of mind. No, you're investing in high-quality, long-shelf-life emergency food, top-notch water filtration products, essential survival gear designed to keep you safe and your kids safe no matter what. In emergency situations, having these products will keep you and your family alive. I'm not overstating this. And I know the people at American Reserves. I love doing business with them because they're patriots. They're Christians. They care truly about your family's preparedness. So don't wait for the emergency to find you and your family unprepared. Visit AmericanReserves.com today. If you use the discount code STEW, you'll get 10% off everything. Take the first step towards securing your family's safety with American Reserves. You're not just ready, you're prepared for anything. Again, AmericanReserves.com and use promo code STEW. If there's one thing that'll keep you tossing and turning at night, unable to fall asleep, it's debt. I mean, you just can't get away from it. But the truth is, the system is perfectly designed intentionally to trap you in debt. Insanely high interest rate credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. But there's a new way out of this debt trap, Zero Debt USA. If you've heard me talk about Pivotal Debt Solutions, I'm telling you, Zero Debt USA is the way. They have this new aggressive strategy that can help to end your debt faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Zero Debt USA can cut or even eliminate interest altogether. Find programs to write off your balances so that you owe less. Stop the threatening phone calls. And do it all without bankruptcy and without a loan. The bottom line, they find every solution possible to end your debt permanently. Before you do anything, contact Zero Debt USA first. Talk to them for free. Find out how fast they can help you get out of debt. Go to zapmydebt.com. Again, zapmydebt.com. Zapmydebt.com.